Another opportunity is yours to figure out what's going on in the world of your health and your well-being, and to hear other people who have problems discuss their problems, have Ken give them some advice. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the medical expert who's here at 888-553-7536. Yes, I need some medical attention myself. Only a little. 888-553-7536. All right, let's turn our attention to Dan, who's down in Port Charlotte, Florida, with a question for Dr. Ken. Go ahead, Dan. You're on the air. Thank you for the call.
Hi. I basically want to know what it is my wife had. She's getting over it now, but we're on the third week now. I'm toward at the end of the third week. Now, first, let me say she does have asthma. She had that before. But anyway, she got this stuff, and it acts like the flu. She started having chills. She was nauseated. She threw up. She was weak. She didn't want to eat. And she went to the doctor, and the doctor did a test and said it was not the flu and gave her some antibiotics, which, by the way, didn't work. I mean, she took them for a whole week, I think, and then just didn't do anything. And for 2 weeks, she was almost totally wiped out. She walked from the bedroom to the family room, and she had to sit down. She was just totally weak. And from what I understand, there's a number of people around that seems to be very sick like this. And all I want to know is, what is it?
Dan, what was the diagnosis that your doctor gave?
Some like a cold or something like that.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but she said it wasn't the flu, and yet all the symptoms, because she had the flu, I'd say 3 or 4 years ago, and the symptoms to me look exactly the same, and yet the doctor says it wasn't the flu.
All right. So it sounds to me like your wife got volume depleted, some dehydration. And she had a stomach bug, we think?
It could be.
Okay.
That's why they gave her antibiotics, I think.
Well, she had diarrhea, nausea, vomiting?
Yes.
Okay, because it really does sound like she had some sort of stomach bug. And then it sounds to me like from her diarrhea and vomiting, she got volume depleted, and that was never adequately replaced. Sometimes it's so severe, and especially she doesn't sound like, and I mean this politely, a very young woman. And as you get older, you don't tolerate this as well. And it sounds to me like she probably needed some IV fluid to get over this more rapidly, which she didn't get. You know, no one likes going into the hospital if they don't have to.
Right.
But that's probably...
Okay, you think that's probably what happened?
Yes, but give me a second. But you're in Florida, and the norovirus is going around Florida right now. And I wonder whether that's what she may have had, and that's a bug that you just have to symptomatically support. There's no specific treatment. And here what you would have done was just replace the fluids probably intravenously, and she would have gotten better a lot quicker.
Okay, well, yeah, that makes sense. That she got depleted and needed something to,
I don't want to make people. I don't want to make people obsessive or crazy, but just you have to be careful. You have to wash your hands before you eat, and you just have to be careful where you eat, because most of these things are picked up that way.
Yeah, she was in a room with another gentleman that was coughing a lot. And what she has coughed. When she gets on, she'll get on a coughing spell, but unfortunately she has asthma, so it's hard to separate the two.
Right, but you didn't mention to me that she was coughing up any sputum, any phlegm,
no,
right?
No, not coughing,
right.
No.
Okay.
And the cough is like from the chest.
Right.
I mean, it's not a head cough, it's from the chest.
But was she bringing
something up?
Was this a productive cough? Was she bringing anything up?
No.
Okay.
That's the problem.
Okay.
She just coughed and coughed and coughed, but she couldn't get it up.
Okay, but was it nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or a cough? Because those are totally different areas of the body.
Okay. Now, she only had the diarrhea and the throwing up at the very beginning. And then as time progressed, the coughing stayed on, and she still will go through a fit of coughing, and she'll just cough and can't get it up, whatever's in there.
Well, she may need some, you know, talk to the doctor about some Mucinex, an expectorant, which helps to get the chest unclogged. You can get that over the counter. Ask your doctor if she should be on some Mucinex. But you should first check with the doctor about that. And is she still coughing? And is she bringing anything up right now, or is it just a dry cough?
It's a dry cough, and she's trying to get something up. But she's getting much better now. She'll eat. I mean, her appetite has come back, but we're talking two weeks.
Often, if you can't get it up, what will also help is make sure she's getting enough fluid. She doesn't have a heart problem. She's not a heart failure patient, is she?
No.
Then get her something that has something in it, not plain water.
A sports drink.
A sports drink would be great, without a lot of sugar. But yes, something milk.
Yes.
Milk or juice or a sports drink. Get her well hydrated. I have a feeling she's still behind in her fluids, that her tank is not all filled up. So get her rehydrated.
It's a good point.
And that will help her get whatever is in the chest up also.
Super. Thank you.
All right, sir. You're welcome. Thank
you. Bye-bye, Dan.
Best of luck. 888-553-7536. That's how you reach Dr. Ken Kronhaus for a discussion of what's going on in your health. We continue with our focus on your health and well-being in a matter of moments. Well, let's keep that conversation, that focal point of your health and well-being, as we turn to your hair and what goes on with the loosening or lessening of your health, with your hair, rather, in your scalp. I put the two words together because I get paid by the word, Dr. Ken. So I put scalp together. Help your scalp with help. The helping that's necessary comes about as a result of your pores being plugged up. So the new follicles can't get through, and therefore when you lose your hair, which is a normal course of events, you lose your cellular structure, everything in your body gets replaced with regularity, right? All the cells get changed, Ken?
Exactly. When we turn our clocks back, go to daylight savings time, I start thinking about the summer and your hair, if it's thinning more and more every day and summer's coming, you have to start thinking about sun, beach, and friends. But if you have premature thinning hair, it means frustration, even embarrassment. This time you can do something about it. Provia Natural Hair Thinning Treatment from Chamonix. It tackles the three main causes of hair thinning naturally, quickly, and with brilliant results. With Provia, you can put thinning hair behind you safely and naturally. Imagine no more hair falling out in the sink and no more trying to hide that dreaded spot. Provia works for both men and women, and it's perfectly safe, yes, for colored hair. Your mirror will tell you it's working, and of course, you'll get compliments from everyone around you. Results guaranteed or your money back.
All right, so let's work on something that's guaranteed. We like that. Provia is guaranteed to cleanse your pores, to open them up so that the hair follicles under your scalp will start growing again. It also has a volumizer in it that makes your hair thicker. It looks much better. So even what you've got as the new stuff grows in will look better. That's what Provia is all about. It comes from stem cell research. So my bottom line here is you're going to get your hair back or your money back. That's the investment. 800-543-5817 for Provia. 800-543-5817. Folks at Provia and Genucel have been supporting this program for a number of years. Ken's behind it because he knows it works. It's evidence-based, it's natural, and you get your money back if it doesn't work. You can't get any better than that, as Ken says. Provia. Get two bottles for the price of one when you talk to the folks there at 800-543-5817. It'll work faster, better. There's like a super concentrate that comes. So you get the regular Provia or the super concentrate faster, more noticeable results. 800-543-5817 to get your hair back or your money back with Provia. 800-543-5817.
For the best deals and the best styles of the season, get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Sale. All in-stock North American and European laminate is 10 to 20% off. Get popular styles from just 39 cents. Plus, get up to $2 a square foot off three-quarter inch solid pre-finished hardwood and pre-finished engineered hardwood from 99 cents. Get 20% off wood look tile, and all in-stock vinyl plank is on sale. Plus, deals on bamboo from $169 and 18-month special financing. The best flooring deals end Tuesday, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
888-553-7536 to be in touch with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, or you can email him, drken@drkenshow.com, or to me, doug@dougstefan.com. I noticed the Queen's former doctor, somebody sent me this on Facebook, Ken, has slammed Big Pharma. If you look at what's going on here, she believes there is a conspiracy and that the world needs to wake up she refers to one of the problems as statin fraud, producing drugs that really have no impact or effect. So would you,
that's misleading.
Let's talk about statins and whether there are good ones and bad ones. You use them all the time in your practice.
So I save lives with them every day.
What do you think the Queen is talking about?
Well, I think that there are people who definitely stay on planet Earth longer on a statin, but statins should not be in the water. People who don't have plaque in their coronaries, unless their cholesterol is extremely high, probably don't need one. But if people have plaque in their coronaries, like a snowball going down the mountain, these things are going to get bigger, they're going to rupture, you're going to have heart attacks and strokes. And the only thing we really have to push back and to stop the inflammation, the cholesterol lowering, but more importantly, the inflammation and stabilized plaque are these statins. So you have to select patients carefully. But if you have plaque in your circulation to your brain or your heart, this is the only thing we know that really can stabilize plaque.
Here's the story. The Queen's former doctor, before he retired, Sir Richard Thompson, says he's fed up with Big Pharma's for-profit medicine and has called them out on it. He was the former president of the Royal College of Physicians, Queen's doctor for 22 years. He's joined a group of doctors who are calling out Big Pharma for their injustices and criminal acts, so he says. This is a story from the Daily Mail in the UK. The doctor slammed pharmaceutical companies for making making drugs just for profit. He says the time has come for a full and open public inquiry into the way evidence of the efficacy of drugs is revealed. There's real danger that some current drug treatments are much less effective than had been previously thought. Probably is something to that, I'm guessing. This guy has stature. But he's not specific, and that's what you want is specifics.
Sounds like he's not getting enough hugs, Doug.
You think that's what it is? But you know as well as I do
Absolutely. I mean, there is some, but you have to put this in perspective. It's not all good. It's not all bad.
No. And that's the thing. And you always have to separate the wheat from the chaff.
This sounds like it's all bad, and that's the concern I have.
Yeah. All right. Dr. Ken with his concern, you with your concerns, 888-553-7536 on Good Day Health.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice?
Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet, the new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Make sure your heart is working well. Cardiologist and medical expert Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on Good Day Health. 888-553-7536 on the air. Live 52 weekends a year at your service and on your side. Let's see, we're going to be of service to Paul in International Falls, Minnesota. How chilly is it there today, Paul?
Oh, actually, it's getting balmy.
What, 30
about,
degrees?
25 degrees.
25 degrees.
Right now, and then it's going to be supposed to be 55 today.
Really? Good for you.
A little early.
Well, that's all right. We can have a little early spring. It's not bad for us.
Yeah,
so what's your question for Dr. Ken?
Well, you see ads on television and radio and stuff for these over-the-counter supplements or whatever for treating BPH. And is there any efficacy in any of this, or are they just
prostate problems?
Well, the studies are very mixed, and they really don't show overwhelming effectiveness. And there may even be some safety issues. They can increase bleeding. They can interfere with medications that you're taking. There's a lot of lifestyle things that you can do for BPH before you get to the drugs. You know, you want to limit beverages in the evening, limit caffeine and alcohol, limit decongestants or antihistamines. Go when you first feel the urge, schedule your bathroom visits, follow a healthy diet, stay active, urinate, and then urinate again a few moments later, and keep warm. And if all that doesn't work, then go to the urologist and get some effective therapy. The alternative medicine, I just don't think that there's enough studies out there showing safety and effectiveness.
Well, I take a prostate supplement, saw palmetto and a couple of other things every day. Men, you and I may be about the same age, Paul, maybe a little older. But I started these, I think, in my 50s. And I think that my function is better. I don't, there's too much information here, but I think you know what I mean. Keeps things flowing. That's my opinion. But you know what? One of the things that Ken and I talk about with regularity is the placebo effect of taking some of these things and how strong your mind is. So if you believe, no matter what it is, and this isn't just about medicine, but in your life,
correct,
if you believe in something, your mind is so strong, your mind is so important, your mind is so really tied to the rest of your body.
And that's why you need to do double-blinded studies. And the last big double-blinded study with sal palmetto showed that it was no better than placebo. So the placebo effect, 1/3 of people get better no matter what, and it's just the placebo.
But the other side of that is, Paul, how do you convince yourself that it is good for you if you don't take it? And that's one of, that's the other side of it. So Ken can tell you, it doesn't do them much good according to the studies. But yet for so many people, it has had amazing impact on them. And maybe it's just because mind over matter works. So you read a magazine and it says in there, take salt palmetto, and you believe that. Maybe that's what makes
And that's
it.
That's an interesting question. Is there anything wrong with taking a placebo? And that's been a debate in medicine forever.
Mm-hmm. And so what would be wrong with taking a placebo if there's nothing in it?
Well, the question is, are there any safety issues? And there have been suggestions that some of these herbs for prostate may, as I mentioned, they may increase the risk of bleeding or even interfere with other medications.
Mm-hmm. Is the word there may?
Not everybody will bleed, but some do.
Mm-hmm. What do you... You take nothing but a multivitamin. See, you influenced me so much. Paul, I hope that helps you out. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
888-553-7536.
Well, I eat a very healthy diet, and I exercise.
Exercise.
Watch the stress. I try to sleep 7 to 8 hours. I don't every night, but I try. And I limit my alcohol. I limit my caffeine. And you know, that's how I try with lifestyle.
You made me think about something I hadn't thought about for a long time, because you take a multivitamin every day.
I do.
I haven't taken a multivitamin for a long time. But I went, as I was going through the aisle the other day looking for something, I don't even remember. Oh, it was Sensodyne toothpaste. I happened to come across the area where the multivitamin was sold. And I thought, you know what, Kent says that I should take one of these.
I take a multivitamin with minerals.
And that's it. And that's what I got, a multivitamin with minerals. So it may cut down on the need to... I've been taking 30 or so supplements a day for 30-plus years. And whether...
What are you going to do with all this extra money?
All the extra space on my shelf.
Yes.
One way or the other. Well, I'm still going to take a lot of the things I'm very conscious of.
All the extra time you'll have all day.
Well, but I believe that there are things... The Super Beet stuff is one of the important things.
Well, that's blood. A food.
Yeah. Well, I'm talking about... There are a lot of supplements that come from companies like Standard Process that are all food-based. Those are better and different than a lot of the things that you get in the drugstores that are cheap, not water-soluble. They just don't do anything. And yet... a lot of people think they do, so it goes back to what he was saying about his taking something and maybe it didn't have any real impact, but he thought it did, and so it made the condition better. That's a thin line to go over
the
under.
The herbal medications and the foods are different things.
How do you mean?
Well, the food supplements...
Oh, food-based. Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Oh, right. Absolutely.
I think you have to distinguish between the herbal medication supplements and the food-based supplements.
Right. There's the thing. And that's why I mentioned Standard Process. All right. Dr. Ken, with more of your calls and input from him, 888-553-7536. That's his job. He takes it seriously. Half past the hour on Good Day Health.
Your gut. It's your engine, your digestive core. Keep it running smoothly with the powerful digestive support of Ultimate Flora. It's the probiotic that works hard, with 30 billion live cultures to help restore your body's good natural flora. Feel lighter, more energized, and happier with the high-potency probiotic, Ultimate Flora by Renew Life. More power to your gut. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow.
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Rebel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Safer responsibly.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash.
In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. The business of filing lawsuits, fighting lawsuits, and paying for lawsuits is a major part of the American economy. The direct costs alone, even excluding things like the tobacco settlement and some classes of lawsuits, are almost 2% of the country's gross domestic product. However, law firms don't publicize their financial balance sheets like other industries, so the public has been denied most of the information it needs to understand what's really going on in the world of litigation. But now, a respected think tank called the Manhattan Institute has released a new report on lawsuits in America. It's called Trial Lawyers Incorporated, and it resembles an annual report on the litigation industry. Let's be fair. Americans spend $589 billion every year on lawsuits that we wouldn't have to spend if the level of litigation here was just the same as it is in other countries we're competing with for jobs. This report exposes the lawsuit industry in a way that's easy to understand. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
The Good Day Health Program continues on now. 888-553-7536. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. He's available here now at 888-553-7536. Yes, I have a throat lozenge in my throat because I have a sore throat that seems to have developed overnight. It's funny how these things just come on. Bingo. Like that. You have what is normal. And I haven't experienced a cold for a number of years. Every once in a while, I think part of it, Ken, and we've talked about this on the air and off the air, is caused by allergies and my reaction or whatever it is, relationship to allergies. Things are starting to grow here already. It's in the 50s on the farm today, and the grass is getting green. See the little buds coming out. And it's kind of early for that. But I seem to be affected by these things. There's an allergic reaction that I suppose causes part of this.
And it also might be a viral illness. Viral, the way you describe it, you describe so well. The way you describe the sudden onset, you can exactly identify the time when you started getting the symptoms. That is classic a viral illness.
Yeah. So it comes from what? An exposure to something.
Intuitively, you very well describe how your immune system is a little bit diminished because of the transition that you're making in life right now and the mental stress it's causing. So there are viruses around us all the time, and usually our natural defenses are good enough to protect us. But right now, that's where you are.
My defenses are usually superb. As you know, I don't get knocked down or knocked around by much or anything, and I'm pleased about that. I'm fortunate and I'm thankful. So, anyway, this will blow over in a day or so. Meanwhile,
kryptonite will be gone soon.
That's it, right. Okay. Here we are back at 888-553-7536, going through some of the medical information that Ken has studied, wants to participate in your understanding what it's all about. Now, we were talking about Ronald Reagan and his Alzheimer's. There's a study out this week that suggests that people who garden, people who are dancers, might not have the same chance of getting Alzheimer's as others. Why in the heck would that be?
This is great news because I listen to people all day for decades discuss with me their concerns about heart attacks, strokes, Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. And I think this is what most people fear the worst. They're going to become a burden on their spouse, their kids. And, you know, how do I avoid Alzheimer's disease? And this comes out just this week, the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease, that regular physical activity, including gardening or dancing, may cut Alzheimer's risk by as much as 50%. Any activity that gets you moving on a regular basis seems to help the brain increase gray matter, and this in turn may keep dementia away. So, you know, if you haven't been in an exercise program, talk to your doctor first before you get into it, but get into some regular physical activity that you enjoy and you'll keep doing it.
Hmm. All right. Now I'm just looking at a Facebook post that I'm interested in your reaction to. I probably should send it to you. Posted by somebody that has some of the same values and views that I do when it comes to doctors. Entitled Medical Hack. It reads, so your doctor ordered a test or treatment and your insurance company denied it. That's a typical cost-saving method. So here's what you do. You call the insurance company, tell them that you want to speak with the HIPAA compliance privacy officer. They have to have one because that's the federal law. Then ask them for the names as well as credentials of every person who has access to your record to make the decisions that you were denied treatment. By law, you have a right to that information. They will almost always reverse the decision rather than admit that the committee is made up of low-paid high school graduates looking at critical words, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to deny your claim. That was kind of interesting. What do you think of that?
Put that up on your website.
I think I will, as a matter of fact.
Bring some attention
pass
to
it. That. Exactly. All right. Good cholesterol may not always be good for you. This is the age-old discussion of whether it's the total number, whether it's the good cholesterol versus the bad cholesterol. Do you have enough HDL versus LDL? This argument has been going on between, and it is an argument. It's a discussion, but it's also an argument among medical professionals, some who say the number doesn't even make any difference anymore. I've had doctors tell me that. Well, my stepmother has a history of cholesterol in the 300s, and she's 90 years old and doesn't seem to have a problem with blood pressure. Well, she's had some high blood pressure issues. But what's the story on what to believe here, Ken?
In all humility, I think the reason why there's so much debate is because we don't really understand it well enough. And, and you know, it's not a sign of weakness for doctors to admit that we don't understand something. And sometimes we have to say that. And I think that this study shows exactly why we have been all confused, doctors included, about cholesterol, because we just had a bit of knowledge that was missing. This is a publication this week in the medical journal Science, which is just an outstanding scientific journal. I've been reading this ever since I was in college, and this is like the, you know, they're not around anymore, but the Newsweek and Time and U.S. News, when these used to be the weekly news publications that you could put your hands on, now they're mostly online. But Science and Nature are the scientific equivalents to what used to be Newsweek, Time, and U.S. News. And these are at the highest level of quality. You get a publication in Nature or Science, we pay attention to it as scientists. And this week in Science, there's a publication about good cholesterol, how it may not always be good for health, and it helps to understand why this is so confusing to everybody. Doug, listen to this. Elevated levels of good cholesterol may not be good for everyone. Usually, the HDL, the healthy cholesterol, helps remove cholesterol from arteries, but a mutation to a gene actually prevents HDL, good cholesterol, from doing so, disrupting the body's ability to send bad cholesterol to the liver, where LDL is eliminated. So usually in most of us, what happens is there's good cholesterol, HDL, there's bad cholesterol, LDL, and the HDL, the good cholesterol, sucks up the bad cholesterol, brings it to the liver, and the liver gets rid of it. And that's the way it's supposed to work. But there's a subgroup of patients who have this mutation on one gene protein, and the HDL just doesn't work the way it's supposed to work. This increases the risk for heart disease among people genetically predisposed to have high HDL levels. So they have high HDL, but it's not functioning HDL. It doesn't work the way it's supposed to. This is an important study. It sheds light on why the effects of HDL raising drugs have been disappointing, because this is, again, you know, we think how we understand how the body works, and then when we do something, it doesn't work the way we expected, and this helps to us to understand. It appears that the way in which HDL is handled by the body is more important in determining risk of heart attack than the actual levels of HDL in the blood. Isn't this an interesting study?
Amazing. It is amazing. All this stuff is so important. I'm looking at some other Facebook posts here. From the same source, study showing fluoride causes autism, dyslexia, ADHD, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Most heavily ingested neurotoxin on Earth. Remember, I was talking earlier today, and I don't know whether she posted this because I was talking about it. The fluoride in the toothpaste that I don't want, I had to go really look hard to find a toothpaste that would deal with the sensitivity of my gums that didn't have fluoride in it.
What did you find? Can you tell us?
I did find something from Tom's. Even though Tom has been bought out by, I think, Colgate or one of the big...
Oh, really?
Yeah. You didn't know that? Tom's was brought out. Yeah. But they still have that.
Get Tom's. Wow.
Well, you can get Tom.
But it's not the same. It's not the original.
At least they keep, excuse me, the fluoride out, which is important to me anyway.
Huh.
So anyway, the point is that here's another study that shows now we can always, this is the, there are pro-fluoride groups and there are anti-fluoride groups. But one wonders what causes this information in the first place. There's got to be, I'm a great believer in where there's smoke, there's fire. So whether it's in its entirety, this criticism of fluoride relative, what did I hear? Something, you know, we both may have talked about
this. Is there a dentist listening? You want to chime
in
on this?
888-302-3684. Wait a minute, no,
888-55-DR-10.
I used the wrong number.
We
That's
have a dentist listening. 1-888-553-7536. What do you think about fluoride? Anyone?
Yep. What happens to you when you ingest this over your entire life? It's in the public water supply. There are those who believe that fluoride causes cancer and may cause you to think one way or another way. There are all kinds of conspiratorial theories about it. But as I said, sometimes where there's smoke, there's fire. 888-553-7536. Okay, let's talk for a minute about one of the things that is most helpful, it seems to me anyway, in thinking about we've talked about the power of suggestion, the mind-body connection. That's a thread through many of these things that we talk about that are good for you, like Genucel. Genucel comes from stem cell therapy. It's a serum. It actually, apples, they use apples in this, Ken. I don't know if you knew that or not, but the things that you put on under your eyes to get rid of the bags and puffiness, this is something that's so superb, works so well. People chime in about it all the time. I get stuff back, feedback from people. So what do you say?
I like Genucel. Again, this is, as you say, in my wheelhouse. It's a natural product that's been proven by good studies to be safe and effective. So, ladies and gentlemen, I've been telling you about Chamonix for years now, but do you know how it all began? A lady asked her pharmacist friend George to recommend her a natural preservative-free wrinkle cream. George could have told her no such product existed, but instead George mixed her a formula right there in the pharmacy. A few weeks later, there was a waiting list for what the ladies affectionately called George's cream, and Chamonix was born. George built Chamonix into a world-class anti-aging skincare brand based on the same philosophy George had in that small pharmacy. Chamonix products, they're infused with antioxidants, use no pharmaceutical preservatives or petroleum byproducts, and so many people we know use them and like them, and we hear good comments from our email and calls about them all the time. Order Chamonix's revolutionary eye bag and puffiness treatment, Genucel, right now, and George will double your order absolutely free.
A lot of articles about this in USA Today, Cosmo, Lifetime has had stories. This is something, it decreases the wrinkles, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. This is a clinically proven product. It reverses the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. And that's why we believe in it as heartily as we do. And that's why perhaps this would be a good experiment for you. Call 800-822-6145. Take advantage of what Dr. Ken is explaining to you. Use it. If it gets rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines, that sort of thing, great. Tell your friends about it. If it doesn't, send it back. You'll get a complete refund. No questions asked. 800-822-6145. But in essence, you're going to say goodbye to the puffiness and the bags and all that stuff. Call now and get a jar of the legendary Esotique face cream, too. Ask them what else they have that you can use with confidence. 800-822-6145. It's amazing. That's kind of been a secret for a long time. So now the secret's out, and you can take advantage of it. Make yourself feel better about how you look. Get rid of the bags and the puffiness. 800-822-6145 so your eyes sparkle.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
I'm a pair of designer shoes so expensive, my owner had to give up half-decaf skim vanilla lattes just to afford me. So you can imagine my terror when a pipe burst and the apartment started flooding. There I was, trapped in the closet, water rushing all around me. But what was I to do? I'm a 6-inch stiletto. It's not like I can run.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit Geico.com today.
For the best deals and the best styles of the season, get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Sale. All in-stock North American and European laminate is 10 to 20% off. Get popular styles from just 39 cents. Plus, get up to $2 a square foot off 3/4-inch solid pre-finished hardwood and pre-finished engineered hardwood from 99 cents. Get 20% off wood look tile, and all in-stock vinyl plank is on sale. Plus, deals on bamboo from $169 and 18-month special financing. The best flooring deals end Tuesday, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
Illinois school students last year took a new standardized assessment called PARC. This exam marked the first time that tests were aligned to what's being taught in classrooms. Some of the best teachers in the country participated in a research study that compared PARC with former state tests. Here's 2015 Illinois Teacher of the Year, Steve Elza.
Every teacher who took part in the research came to the same conclusion. PARC is a test worth taking. The results more accurately measure students' learning progress and tell us if kids are truly learning or if they're just repeating memorized facts. Because PARC is aligned to our academic standards, the best preparation for it is good classroom instruction. As a teacher, I no longer have to give my students test-taking strategies. Instead, I can focus on making sure students develop strong, critical, and analytical thinking skills. Our students were not as prepared for the more rigorous coursework in college or even to start working right after high school.
We know now that PARC is a test that parents and teachers should want kids to take. Its valuable feedback will help make sure all of our students are prepared for success in school and life.
All right, so Dr. Ken and I are looking at a published pro and con, pro fluoride, anti fluoride. This is a column. This is a study. So maybe we should post this, Ken. Tell me what you like best about this.
Well, I think that there are strong opinions on both sides of the pro fluoride and the anti fluoride. And let's deal in fact, and let's, you can agree to disagree, but I think you have to read both sides. And there are some dentists who swear by this. They think the only reason that we have our teeth into our 80s and 90s is because of fluoride. And then there are some people who think that fluoride is poison. And this nicely in simple single paragraphs just puts the debate right in front of you.
Right. I happen to think that this is a poison. I don't want it in my body. I have well water. I won't drink the town water. And I don't use toothpaste for this stuff. But that's my opinion. You can check this out and let us know what your opinion is.
Teenagers and sleep, it's a nightmare for many parents. But can getting your kids off to school later translate to improved grades? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Your teenager's brain runs on a different clock. While adults require anywhere from 6.5 hours of sleep a night, a developing adolescent's brain needs 8.5 to 9.5 hours of sleep each night. Teens not only have a longer sleep requirement than we do as adults, but according to Dr. Helene Emsalem, director of the Center for Sleep and Wake Disorders,
with puberty and the evolution of adulthood, they experience a gradual and progressive shift in the actual timing of the sleep period to a later start time and wake-up time.
Studies corroborate that, indeed, allowing teens to sleep later can result in stronger test scores. But more importantly, it can translate into a less grumpier teenager around the house.
Geico applauds your inner road champion.
A solid bump from Geico's fist to yours goes out to the little rebel that lives within. The one who made you daydream as a kid about owning a chopper, chroming it out, and chewing on toothpicks. Just to look tough. For you, champ, Geico insures motorcycles with great rates. And to further fuel your engine, you can access your policy anytime, day or night, through the Geico mobile app. Because Geico knows that even make-believe renegades need help from time to time.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Of time with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or me, Doug, at dougstephan.com. A couple of things this week. I want to get to one more question as well on the email, but there are a lot of things that get posted every week. There was a bit of information this week about, and we posted it at dougstephan.com from the Today Show section, Ken. A startup that wants to help you keep your parents out of the hospital. It goes into a study that suggests that one out of six Medicare patients return to the hospital within a month of leaving, mostly because they're sent home too soon, or at
is
least
this
that's
the
what I read.
Company that makes the modules?
Yeah,
the
Home Hero.
Yes. I only wish you and I had thought of this idea.
Yeah, me too. So you want to explain it?
Well, they have come up with a way to attach a module to your residence, the kids' residence, so that the parents can come and be taken care of. And it hooks right in. And I want to know how they have figured out how to do this to heat it, air condition it, and get the plumbing in. But apparently a pod is put on your property and your parents can come and live and you can take care of them.
Yeah. So
is that brilliant?
A pod. It is a brilliant thing. Have their own little space, but they're right there.
And you can have your own space. They won't interfere with your living, but they drop a pod on your property, and mom and dad can be taken care of by the kids.
Mm-hmm. There is also a story about a shot that delays the effect of nicotine on the brain. The fact that smokers have been searching for an effective way to quit smoking for a long, long time. A lot of these nicotine patches and gums, medications are not enough. So scientists have been working toward developing nicotine vaccines A couple of vaccine clinical trials have not worked, though, Ken.
Yes, this has been a long effort, and if they're succeeding, fantastic. But the past efforts that we've reported about in the past were unsuccessful.
Apparently, this vaccine targets the nicotine molecule itself and lowers the drug's effect for whatever the reason. So is the vaccine going to work? Whatever it takes, just don't start. Don't start smoking.
Yes, exactly. But I think there is potential here because there are clear receptors in the brain that bind like a key in a lock, the nicotine. And I think eventually it will become an effective source here.
You know what I saw this week that I thought was really interesting? A study about bromance. Chandler and Joey from Friends. Researchers found that male friendships increase the level of the hormone oxytocin. Is that right?
That's the good feel-good hormone. That's right. The hormone in women that make the breasts lactate after you deliver. But it's also that's been felt to be part of the love hormone, the feel-good hormone.
Same as a romantic relationship.
Exactly.
Yeah. So your friendship with me, we are.
My oxytocin level goes off the Richter scale.
When you're with me.
Exactly.
I was thinking about that with you and how many others. I have my pals that work with me on the farm, the men who have been working with me for a long, long time that I feel like they're brothers. And then the people that are on the radio program with me, those are the people that I'm exposed to more.
We all know the people we feel good around. And,
right.
And part of that feeling is probably generated by oxytocin.
All right, let's find out what we can do to help a lady. Let's see here. What's this lady's name?
What a good name, right?
Leslie. Leslie wants to know what's causing her constipation. She's been experiencing occasional bouts of constipation. What could be causing them? How can I find relief? I want to know what to do. Dr. Ken, what do I do? You got 60 seconds to figure
that out. The simple approach initially is make sure the thyroid is active and not underactive. Make sure you're getting enough fluids. Make sure you're getting enough fiber. If all of those things are being taken care of, those are the basics, then you need to go and get a GI evaluation. The colonoscopy is level 2. But first, get enough fluids, get enough fiber, and if that doesn't work, then get your thyroid checked. If that doesn't work, then go see the GI doctor.
It's pretty much, it is what you're eating most of the time and how your body reacts.
Usually you're not getting enough fluid and fiber.
Right, okay. So there's another question. Always questions and always answers. Check out Dr. Ken's website, lakecardiology.com, where you can go and visit with him. Call his office, 352-735-1400, and schedule an appointment. Be just like me when you grow up. I trust Dr. Ken, and it's so smart to know what's going on in your body. Thanks to the folks listening in Hibbing, Minnesota on WNMT. It's a nice thing to have you here listening to us on Good Day Health. I'm Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
For the best deals and the best styles of the season, get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Sale. All in-stock North American and European laminate is 10 to 20% off. Get popular styles from just 39 cents. Plus, get up to $2 a square foot off 3/4-inch solid pre-finished hardwood and pre-finished engineered hardwood from 99 cents. Get 20% off wood look tile, and all in-stock vinyl plank is on sale. Plus, deals in bamboo from $169 and 18-month special financing. The best flooring deals end Tuesday, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Not all projects offer enough space to swing a hammer. Now you can drive a nail in tight spaces with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Hammerhead Auto Hammer. With an adjustable head that pivots 0, 45, and 80 degrees, you can work on projects in tight corners or overhead with ease. Plus, two built-in LED lights and a convenient magnetic sleeve that helps position the nail will make your next project a breeze. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, and Sears Hardware Stores.